Welcome to the Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study of the Presbyterian Church USA. The stories for the 2010 Mission Yearbook were collected around John chapter 7, verse 38. Out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Each yearbook story bears witness to the abundant possibilities of the church because of the living water within its people.
The Mission Yearbook entry for Sunday, November 28th, is read for you by Diana Ott. This Lord's Day Minute for Mission on Advent was written by Reverend Phil Lloyd Seidel, Pastor James Lee's Presbyterian Church, Louisville, Kentucky. Our little congregation in Louisville is filled with much heart, and the heart and love that pour forth have grown out of much brokenness. Each person has a story. One woman's daughter died too young. Every so often in worship, the mother will read a poem of sorrow and love. In this manner, we in the congregation are able to walk with her, fixing nothing but holding sacred space and being held. One woman comes from Guatemala, where much blood has flowed. Uprooted from her family and land, she is a much-loved teacher, an activist for immigration reform, and under her shade, many immigrants have been sheltered. One gay man has suffered the violence of discrimination, yet offers his spirit to peacemaking and hunger-related activities. His profound care for life and compassion are conveyed to those whose loved ones have committed suicide. We are a people who struggle with difficult pasts and presents. We are the people who have gone to Colombia through the PCUSA accompaniment program, to Israel-Palestine to witness for peace, to our neighborhood in friendship with our Latino population, to work for medical insurance for all people, to oppose mountaintop mining, and to hold sacred space for all people. Mission is beyond the walls of the church and within them, as we seek to become Christ's body, God's alchemy of transforming our brokenness into blessing. Out of what seems such great aridity of suffering flow rivers of living water. This is the first day of the Christian year, the first Sunday of Advent. May this new year be a time to surrender ourselves to God's alchemy, to beat our swords into plowshares, and be taught God's holy ways, Isaiah, to begin now, Romans, and to not worry about God's future, Matthew. All we have is God's now. What more do we need? Let us pray. O God, without your love, no thing is sure. Grant us such trust in your inscrutable yet sure ways that we give you our brokenness for your healing. That through the suffering we each know and cause, we are transformed by your grace, and that by your grace we might hold sacred space for others. In the name of the one who holds sacred space for us. Amen. The suggested hymns for today are Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus, With Joy I Heard My Friends Exclaim, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers, and Jesus Comes with Clouds Descending. The Sunday lectionary readings are Isaiah 2, 1 through 5, Psalms 122, Romans 13, 11 through 14, and Matthew 24, 36 through 44. The daily lectionary readings are Psalms 24, 150, and Psalms 25 and 110. Isaiah 1, 1 through 9, 2 Peter 3, 1 through 10, and Matthew 25, 1 through 13.
The instrumental selections are played by John Brown, David Gambrell, and Mike Schroeder. The Mission Yearbook for Prayer and Study is published by Witherspoon Press, produced by members of the Mission Interpretation Team, and available through Presbyterian Distribution Service. The audio version of the 2010 yearbook is read by volunteers and produced by Creative Services of the Presbyterian Church, USA.